Good morning once again. We are in the book of Romans chapter 14, and we continue to learn how we can live together in the family of our Father. I want you to picture when the two brothers came together at the table of their father, the two prodigal sons, as I call them, one who was first lost outside the father's fellowship, who left home, squandered his father's property, then came back to his senses and came back, and he was accepted by the father. And the one that was at home but was still lost, and he thought that he was slaving for his own father. And when they came back together, we have been looking at the book of Romans and asking ourselves, how did these two brothers coexist? How did they live together from there? I know the book of Luke 15 does not give us what continued. But because we know the scriptures that the two brothers represented the Jews and the Gentiles, and we can be able to read from there what Paul has written concerning the animosity and the conflict that existed between the two brothers at the table of their father, the way they continued to let each other be one of them looking at each other as a superior. Paul gives us the way they ought to live and gives us the principles. And the previous session, we saw how we have got two types of matters, two major types of matters. One, we called it non-disputable matters. Non-disputable matters are matters that are foundational. We come together and believe Jesus Christ as the Savior. We believe our Father as one, and we believe that we are saved by grace through Jesus Christ. But then we've got the freedom we are given by the Lord on how to apply life, what to wear, what to eat, how to worship, when to worship, where to worship, forms. The forms of worship is allowed. And so we are told that we do not need to condemn. If I think myself to be a strong person of faith, because everything we do must be done in faith. Paul says that whatever we do must be done in faith. And whatever we do not do in faith is sin. So everything we do, whether we eat or we drink, is about faith. But these matters that are disputable, these matters that we have freedom of Christ to exercise them wherever we want, people who are strong, who consider themselves in faith, strong in faith, should not condemn those that they think that they are weak in faith. That is one extreme. Don't condemn. But now, Paul discovered in Romans 14 from verses 13 to 23 that those who have Christ's freedom, those who have been, all of us have been given the freedom to eat whatever we eat, to wear whatever we wear, to exercise their freedom with caution. So now he comes and says, we have Christ-given freedom, but we should not use that freedom to become a stumbling block for other believers. Yes, other believers who are strong should not condemn or make a judgment based on what you eat. But also, you who have the freedom should also use your freedom with caution. You should not stumble. In our country, There was a statement that was said sometimes ago that my dress, my choice. Women would say, I would wear whatever I want to. I have freedom to wear what I want to wear. That's true. Nobody should condemn you on what we wear. But now, the other extreme, Paul would say, but dress with caution. Do not stumble other brothers because of the way you wear. Don't wear a miniskirt and cause unnecessary emotions on the brothers because you expose yourself. That is what Paul is dealing with here in chapter 14. He says that don't stumble other believers. So you see, in the here we are saying that why should you not stumble, believer? Because your freedom have adds where my freedom starts. Each one of us have freedom. If we use our freedom without considering one another, and this is where maturity comes in. This is where maturity comes in. That balancing. I have the freedom to eat what I can eat. I love Paul. Paul would say, I have freedom to eat what I can eat. I have everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial for others. There are many things I will not do because I am others conscious. I am not doing this for myself. I do not live to please myself, as we are going to see in the next chapter 15. It's about pleasing. Who do I please? Wearing is pleasing myself. I want to feel well. I should balance between my freedom and the freedom of others. I should consider others better than myself. That is how I should submit my ego to others. I should not allow my freedom to stumble another. I should be asking myself, am I allowed to do what I'm doing? Yes, I'm allowed. But will my freedom stumble another person? If I don't think about the other person, then I'm not acting in faith. That is the balance that our brother Paul is giving. What a good thing for us to stay together that way. And so Paul talks about and says, therefore, let us stop passing judgment on one another. Instead, make up your mind not to put any stumbling block or obstacle in the way of a brother or a sister. We pass no judgment. On the other hand, don't put a stumbling block. Then Paul says, why? I'm convinced, being fully persuaded in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But if anyone regards something as unclean, then for that person is unclean. If your brother or sister is distressed because of what you eat, you are no longer acting in love. Do not, by your eating, destroy someone for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let what you know as is good to be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Because anyone who serves Christ in this way is pleasing to God and receives human approval. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All food is clean, but it's wrong for a person to eat anything that causes someone else to stumble. It's better not to eat meat or drink wine or to do anything else that will cause your brother or sister to stumble. So, whatever you believe about these things, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is one who does not condemn himself by what he approves. But whoever has doubts is condemned if they eat, because their eating is not from faith. And anything that does not come from faith is sin. You see, the things we do about wearing, about eating, about worshiping, when to worship, about clothing, all of them should spring from faith. And Paul says, anything that does not come from faith is sin. All those things we do, anything we do as a believer should come as a result of faith. We do it in hope that we are pleasing to God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not yet seen. We do it to please God. We do it not for ourselves. We don't live for ourselves. And Paul gives final reasons here and says that we don't condemn ourselves and we don't condemn others. And he gives very good reasons, he says. Reasons why we don't condemn others and why we do not stumble others. Because the kingdom of God is not a matter of drinking and eating. The kingdom of God is a matter of faith. The kingdom of God is about, righteousness. It's not about eating and drinking, but the kingdom of God is a matter of right living, righteousness. The kingdom of God is a matter of peace. The kingdom of God is a matter of joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. And we should not destroy the kingdom of God because of eating. And so Paul finalizes by saying three things in the book of Romans 14 in our fellowship. None. One, don't condemn others. Don't judge others. Don't criticize others. May God give us grace. But on the other hand, do not also let your freedom to become a stubborn block. Whatever you eat, do it with caution. But then finally he says, don't make your commandment, your options. It's our options, how to dress, my choice. Don't make them a commandment. Don't make them a standard for others. My options, we have got my freedom, should not be, I should not make it a commandment for others. I should not say that this is the way we should be doing. This is the way we should be wearing. It's wrong. But also, we should also not make God's commandment an option. Whatever is God's commandment, we should not make it as an option. One of the commandments is we must believe that Jesus is the Lord. That is a commandment. We must love each other. That's a commandment. That's not an option. And once we do that, we'll be able to live together in the fellowship of believers. But all this, we do it because we recognize it is by the mercies of the Lord we exist. Lord God Almighty, give us the grace not to stumble one another. Give us the grace to use our freedom with caution. Give us the grace, Lord, to exercise freedom and to mind other people. And we ask ourselves, whatever I do, will I stumble one another? Help us to be others conscious that whatever we are doing, we are not doing to stumble them. In the name of the Lord. But also, Lord, help us not to condemn others because of what they eat, because of what they wear, because of the day of worship, because they do it. And help us to realize that the kingdom of God is not about eating. It's not about drinking. It's about right living. It's about peace. It's about joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.